This is Ozarks at Large. A group of engineering researchers at the University of Arkansas has developed a thermal energy storage system that will increase energy production and efficiency while decreasing damages and production costs. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently visited the Research and Technology Park to learn more.
So what we are looking here is supposedly the solar power plant collects about 550 degrees centigrade heat.
That's Dr. Panir Selvam. He's a professor of computational mechanics and nanotechnology at the University of Arkansas. Many large power plants work on solar thermal energy, so they can only operate when the sun's out. Dr. Selvam and his team are trying to find a way they can store the heat energy more efficiently.
So that heat, some of them goes to the power plant to make electricity, and some of them you store it in a big place. But here in the laboratory, we are trying to see the possibility of developing a technology. So what we are doing here is, can we use concrete as a medium to store that heat?
Currently, power plants are using a two-tank storage system using molten salt.
So what they do is, they when it comes out of the power plant, it is like 290 degrees or something. They put it in one big tank. Then from the solar panel, the heat they collected, they take it and put it in another tank. Then when they need the heat, they pump this molten salt from the big tank and then pump it to the power plant to make electricity. See that? That means they have to have two tanks. And then the molten salt is a little bit expensive.
Another method currently being used is packed rock. It's the least expensive but causes damage to tanks due to expansion. The technology being used here is just one tank and concrete, which is much cheaper than salt. They are able to use 70% concrete. The other 30% is still salt.
So what you are looking, the test setup here in the lab, what we are doing is...
He says here in the lab, but we're really outside where the test tank is set up. Solar energy is too expensive for this project, so they use propane burners to heat the salt and concrete, heating up to 600 degrees Celsius, much too hot to be inside. And the tank is large. It's an odd-looking contraption. One side looks like a mini water tower hovering over the rectangular tank. There's a tube connecting the two. Both sides are covered with a fuzzy-looking white insulation.
The molten salt is in that box there. You melt it by about 220 degrees.
Fahrenheit or?
So all of them centigrade. Let's stay with centigrade so that it's, because if not, the number is much bigger. Then you pump it into this chamber here. That's where the concrete test specimens are inside. Then the molten salt heat goes in, heats it up, then it comes out back there. So we just keep on rotating it and trying to study the performance of it.
Graduate student Matt Strasser came in after the project was underway. He says the concrete used is special.
I came into it when a previous student had actually designed concrete mix, or he had developed some concrete for this, because typical structural concrete explodes at 200 to 300 centigrade. So where I came in is he had designed the four concrete mix designs, and I came in to the beginning where we were actually constructing this concrete to test. And then I've been conducting some of the actual thermal testing of it.
He's evaluating the concrete to see if it's chemically compatible with the salt and structurally compatible with the tank. He's also looking at the cost comparison of a one-tank and a two-tank system. Using a model from the Electric Power Institute and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, Strasser was able to conduct the tests on their small tank system and translate those numbers to cost savings for much larger tanks used at power plants.
See, here is what the cost of the, total cost or the storage cost?
This is per kilowatt hour thermal.
Kilowatt hour. So it's a storage cost is, you could see that the packed bed is $30. The structured concrete is ours is $33.
And this two tank he was talking about is around $45.
The results showed that the concrete conducted heat with an efficiency of 93.9%. Tests also confirmed that the concrete conducted heat without causing damage to materials used for storage. Also, energy storage using the concrete method cost only 78 cents per kilowatt hour, far below the Department of Energy's goal of achieving thermal energy storage at a cost of $15 per kilowatt hour. Speaking of the Department of Energy, this project is actually the result of a grant that Selvam received. $770,000, actually.
See, because the big power plants, that's where they are looking. So Department of Energy is putting the money. There are different technologies they wanted to develop so that they can pick the best one.
Salvum, Strasser, and team must have their findings turned in by December 31st. When that's done, they'll continue work, but on a much smaller scale. While this project has been looking at huge power plant storage tanks.
So whether we could use it for heating chicken houses, normal houses in the farm, a little bit far away, or even in cities, if there's some space there where we can collect the solar heat. So we are really looking into those kind of level also. That way in the winter time, we can store and heat it in the night time. So that way the use of gas or electricity for heating can be reduced.
My favorite project they're working on is looking at using solar energy to keep ice off of bridges. No more signs that caution against slick pavement. Strasser, who just graduated with his master's, will be a doctoral academy fellow pursuing his PhD in an area associated with solar or thermal energy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.